What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today live. It is March the 18th today, and it is 10:30 a.m. Running a little bit late today, but that's okay, guys. You guys can listen to this in podcast form as well. If you guys don't know our podcast channel, it's called Electronic News Network. We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well, guys. Before we move forward, guys, please go ahead, click the like and subscribe button below. Really helps our channel circulate around YouTube for people to get updated tech news, tech updates, privacy updates, software updates, you know, and tech deals as well. So go ahead, click that smash like and subscribe button below. All right, if you guys haven't already, please follow us on our other social media channels as well too. We will leave links in the description below. If you guys are listening to this in podcast form, you can follow us on Instagram at official electronic editions, all one word. You can also follow us on Facebook at The Real EAD, again, all one word. And EAD is literally spelled EAD. So without further ado, guys, let's get started for today. Okay. So today we're going to be talking some news about Xiaomi, guys. So it looks like Xiaomi, obviously you guys know how I love Xiaomi. All right, they're always doing the most with their products, their smartphones, smartwatches and all that. Very great company. So the Xiaomi Mi 11 Pro could have a secondary screen on the back. It's very interesting, right? So we haven't heard much about the Xiaomi Mi 11 Pro lately, but a new leak has emerged suggesting that it could be a big feature you won't find on the standard Xiaomi Mi 11. Or maybe that should be a small feature, as a leaked image points to there being tiny secondary display next to the rear camera. Right, so this is a new feature, guys. Very, very interesting, as you can see from the photos here. Very sleek, very cool. So let's go into the article. Let's see what would that mean for, you know, an average day use, you know, for you guys, right? As you can see, even from the photos here, this is, you know, pretty much broken down, them taking apart the back here. This is the back quad, you know, camera over here too, as you can see, looking very sleek, very nice. Okay, so it looks like the image below shows what's supposedly the camera module of the Xiaomi Mi 11 Pro, complete with space, with a tiny screen. It was shared by Real Mic Central, which obtained it from a domestic digital blogger, right? So as the source, it isn't named or linked. We can't say how credible they are, but this isn't actually the first time we've heard talk of a secondary display, right? So previously we've heard that even the higher end Xiaomi Mi 11 Ultra might have a secondary screen. But based on the leak, it seems that, assuming both phones even exist, they might both have two screens, right? So that is a big step up, guys. We probably, you know, you guys have probably never seen this before. This is a new feature. And, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, I am not even surprised, you know, you don't really see U.S. companies really do this. Of course, Xiaomi, very innovative. Sleek products. They put very much time into their production of the product. So this is definitely a step forward, right? So it's expected that this screen would be able to act as a viewfinder for selfies, but it's not clear what if any other functions it would have, right? So this image also suggests the camera is a triple lens one, which is slightly at odds with an earlier report pointing to a quad lens snapper, right? So based on previous reports, there's likely to be 50 milliamp main camera and a telephoto one capable of up to 120x digital zoom. That's a lot of zoom, guys. Okay. Some phones, they go up to like 10, 20x. 120x digital zoom is pretty good, guys. That's really good. So we're also expecting the Xiaomi Mi 11 Pro to have a top-end Snapdragon 888 chipset. And it's rumored to have a 6.81 inch 120 hertz A-modeled screen, AMOLED screen, right? So, and a 5,000 milliamp battery, which is a very, very solid battery. And just a point aside, guys, we know that Xiaomi really puts an emphasis on their batteries and stuff like that. And they're using the Snapdragon 888 chipset, which is a great processor, great for streaming, even for gaming too. Again, guys, Xiaomi just does not disappoint, right? So it certainly sounds like it could live up to the Pro in its name, but the big remaining question is when it will launch. Some sources suggest it could be with us before the end of March, right? And with so many leaks, it definitely seems like the Xiaomi Mi Pro is coming soon, right? So we'll let you know as soon as we learn more. Right, so we'll definitely let you know, guys, for sure. All right, if you guys want to learn more about this too, learn more about the secondary screen on the back too, which is very, very interesting. I've really never seen that before, guys. We've seen flip, kind of, foldable phones. We've seen lots of different things, like the LG kind of doing that slide, where it has, vertical touch screen as well as the horizontal. But this, we have a secondary screen on the back. This is definitely going to be new, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, definitely please follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Windows 10 gets one of Xbox Series X's best features, right? So Windows 10's latest preview includes a nifty feature for gamers drafted over from the Xbox Series X, namely auto HDR support, plus a few other goodies for good measure, right? So these features have arrived in build 21337, which has been made available to testers in the dev channel, and presumably the functionality will be incorporated in the 21H2 update arriving later this year, right? So for you guys that are, developers, you guys like to develop on Windows, you guys like to develop, certain types of games, you guys will definitely know what that means. I definitely don't know what that means, but for you developers out there, you guys might have a sense, right? So, if you guys want to learn more about this too, learn more about this update as well, go ahead, guys, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. All right. Again, guys, we have the Xiaomi Mi Pro release date, price, news, and leaks, which we just talked about as well. All right. Moreover, so it looks like AT&T customers are about to lose a big benefit, guys. So thanks to California's newly passed net neutrality laws, AT&T will no longer allow its customers to stream HBO Max without it counting towards their data cap. That means if you have an internet data plan with AT&T, you're about to lose one of the biggest benefits, right? So even if you live in a different state, the change will still affect you, right? So in a blog post, AT&T said the change would be coming to subscribers both inside and outside of California because the internet does not recognize state borders, right? So for you guys that like streaming HBO Max, you guys, I'm sorry, it looks like AT&T is not going to be allowing customers to stream HBO Max, right, without accounting towards, your data plan. So for you guys that used to do that, no problem. It looks like, they're no longer going to have you do that, especially it's probably not going to be for free. They may even charge you for doing that, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover on this, guys, so if you're streaming HBO Max on AT&T, be aware that your data will start going down from now. All right, so you may want to take this opportunity to find a different internet provider or a new favorite streaming service, especially if this was the main reason you subscribed to either, right? So who will this change benefit, right? From its post, AT&T doesn't seem to be a fan of the latest change, and it looks like everybody loses in this situation. AT&T and HBO Max lose strategic partnerships that benefited them, and customers of both end up with worse services than they previously had, right? So really, who is benefiting? Well, other internet providers and streaming services, AT&T wasn't directly hurting other services, but was giving the platform its own, right? And AT&T is the parent company of HBO Max, a leg up over rivals like Hulu and Amazon Prime, right? So HBO Max customers could have equally felt obliged to get internet from AT&T for the best deal, right? So again, guys, this kind of seems really, you know, out of whack. Again, you know, they're probably, again, trying to separate the two in terms of it's probably just better for them financially, maybe, you know. Honestly, in my opinion, I feel like they shouldn't even make this move, just because that the customers, you know, would feel much more comfortable, you know, having AT&T and being able to stream HBO Max, no problem. But it looks like, again, they're probably trying to make more money out this. So that's why, again, they're probably separating the two and no longer allowing you guys to use AT&T and stream HBO Max at the same time. It looks like they could be separate, right? So again, that looks like more of a financial move on their part. And it looks like more money's coming out of the customer's pocket. That's, again, that's just how I see it, right? So, you know, now customers won't feel trapped by any service and are guaranteed an equal level of quality from whatever streaming site they want to visit, be it Netflix, Twitch, or HBO Max, right? So, yeah, let us know how you feel about that, guys. Some of you guys may be angry about that. Some of you guys may understand. Some of you guys may agree with what AT&T is doing. You know, it's just how it is. Again, this is also based on not only, you know, the financial part, it's based on California's newly passed net neutrality laws. So I guess they have to follow these protocols as well too. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You guys can click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we got news on the MacBook Air and iPad Air can get new displays in 2022, right? So we've recently reported on rumors regarding what to expect from the next generation of iPad Pros. But both the iPad Air and MacBook Air look set to receive some pretty impressive display updates next year too. So reliable analyst Ming-Chi Koo, who has become something of an unofficial spokesperson for Apple lately, right, has suggested the 2022 MacBook Air will feature a mini LED display of a sort of expected of the sort expected to arrive with a larger variant of the next iPad Pro, while the 2022 iPad Air will benefit from an OLED display. So that's really, really cool, guys. And of course, you know, Apple is always looking to make a step up, you know, with their products every single year, right? So this would be definitely really dope, guys. Really nice having an OLED display on Macs, even better display, and even on iPads too. But again, guys, this is just speculation. This is just rumors. But honestly, you know, you have this reliable analyst, Ming-Chi Koo, which we've heard before in our previous episodes. He's also given us some leaks and rumors about Apple products. So, you know, we wouldn't be surprised if we do see these type of display that will happen next year, right? So Definitely be aware of that. If you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys want to learn more about these rumors and updates and stuff like that, you guys can follow us on our page on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Apple AirTags, release date, price, and how will it compare to Tile, right? So I've never really heard of Apple AirTags, right? This is something that's new, right? So we've heard rumor after rumor that Apple will be launching a Tile rivaling tracker for a couple of years now. So while we don't know when it will be released, it's a promising accessory leveraging the power of its iOS network to find anything you attached an AirTag to, as they're being called leakers, right? So this is something that definitely you can attach to your products and stuff like that. Something that's very, very interesting, right? So let's click into the article. Let's learn more about what this really means. Right, so what are AirTags, right? That's the main question, right? And the pitch is that you clip one of these things to an item you don't want to lose, right? And then you'll be able to track it from an Apple device, right? So while the rumors we've heard only say that they'll work through iPhones, we'd be surprised if they didn't work with every device in Apple's ecosystem, right? So we still don't know much about the accessory, and Apple hasn't officially acknowledged or even hinted that it's coming, right? So all we have are leaks and rumors sourced from the usual tech breadcrumbs, including code snippets from iOS 13 and iOS 14 that suggest a new device is coming. Right, so sadly, we didn't hear anything from the Apple AirTags at WWDC 2020, the Apple Watch 6 launch, or again at the Apple 12 unveiling. So we didn't hear any of this, you know, at these new products launches, right? So despite multiple leaks in, the buildup to each confirming they were on the way. Right. So, and with no mention of the AirTags at Apple's One More Thing launch event for Macs on November 10th, we're pretty sure we won't see the AirTags debut before the end of 2020. Right. So that is very, very interesting. Right. So Apple AirTags price and release date. Right. So having not seen them at Apple's September event, we expected them to launch in October alongside the iPhone 12. However, that didn't even happen, right? But we've seen hidden references in iOS 14 that suggest the trackers aren't too far away from being launched, right? So our best guess for when we might see them is at Apple's spring event, when leaker John Prosser has suggested they arrive at, right? So in that same breath, he and others said the event would take place on March 23rd, but he's since revised that to sometime in April, right? So hopefully we'll probably see these things, you know, sometime in April, guys, or maybe even later, right? So he'd also previously suggested March 16th would be the date, right? So we take both the timing and AirTags presence, right, with a serious helping of salt. Though the Apple Spring event seems the obvious venue for them to launch at, right? So as for the Apple tags price, that's completely unknown. Given their similarity to the Tile, we could compare those prices. The standard Tile mat costs $25, about 20 euros, guys, right? So although we'd expect the Apple version to cost a bit more, as usual for the brand's products, there are other Tile products of different sizes, so we could see smaller or more sophisticated Apple tags too. Lastly, Tile has premium subscription service that offers enhanced tracking features and yearly battery replacement, which is another thing Apple could imitate as well, right? So that is very, very interesting, guys. And it looks like you can definitely place these on your keys. You can probably place this on your phone, your keychains and stuff like that too. So very, very interesting, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead. Please follow us on our LinkedIn page. You guys can click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, guys. So moreover, guys, we have Apple's AirPods, AirPod Max, right? They finally get a fix for battery life problems. A little side note too, when I first heard of Apple AirPods Max, I mean, I didn't even imagine they'd be over the ear headphones, right? When you heard of AirPods, you're talking about in-ear headphones. When now I guess they name it Max because they're just really big and they're just Max over the ear headphones, right? So it looks like the Apple AirPods Max are among the best wireless headphones you can buy today, but some users have found the battery to drain completely overnight. So when the headphones should be in low power mode in their smart case, right? So now Apple seems to have addressed the problem via a new firmware update, with users noting a vast improvement in the longevity of their headphones. Right, so this is really good. Obviously, if we're paying like $500 to $600 for over-ear headphones, which is already expensive, they better be really, really good. If I'm paying, really good money for these headphones, I expect the battery to be, A1 and top-notch. Because even Bose, you can probably even get a really, really nice pair of Bose headphones for cheaper, right? And it looks like, people really like the Apple AirPods Max, so they better be the best dang headphones. Because if I'm paying $500 to $600, almost $1,500, like, they better be really good. So, but this is a good step forward to Apple, fixing the battery problem, because many people have been complaining. So yeah, if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page, guys. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have news on the iOS 14.4 release date, features, widgets, and compatible iPhones, right? So the iOS 14.4 update is now downloadable for compatible iPhones. So if you want, you can get all the new tricks and features that the upgrade brings. iOS 14.5 is on the way, but for now, the 0.4 edition is the latest one you can get. Right, so that's really, really cool, guys. Right, so if you want to learn more about these, this release date, the features it's going to have, the widgets, and which iPhones it's going to be compatible with, you can follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. So, moreover, again, guys, so while the iPhone 12 range has now landed, you don't need the latest tech to use the iOS 14 or iOS 14.4, right? So, even the 5-year-old iPhones can run it, right? So, which is really good. So, you don't need to go buy a new iPhone 12 or the latest iPhone. So, maybe if you have an iPhone 8 or if you have an iPhone 7, it can easily run it. Or if you have the iPhone X, the iPhone 10, it should be able to run it, or even the 11, right? So the new iOS 14.4 features include additions to the Find My feature, improvements to HomePod mini handoff, and more, right? So including some important security fixes. So while the big update to iOS 14 added widgets on the home screen, which break up the stagnant tiled grid of apps look, right? So long-awaited picture in picture, so you can watch videos on the screen corner while doing other tasks, and digital keys to unlock your car with your iPhone, among other things. So that's really cool, guys. Imagine you're just sitting at home, you need to unlock your car for something. You don't really say if you lost your keys, but you have digital keys, right? A lot of cars are going EV, going electric vehicles. So say if this they're compatible with the iOS 14.4, you have digital keys on your phone. Say if you lost your actual real keys, you can just open open the car with your actual phone, right? Imagine even if you left your keys in the car, but you do have your phone, you have the digital keys. I've, done this plenty of times myself. You don't even, have to wait for somebody to open the locked door of your car. You can just go on your phone and open it with your digital key, which would be really, really cool. So we have the full iOS 14 and iOS 14.4 details below, as well as the compatibility list of which phones can update the new software. right? So hint everything, including after the iPhone 6s, plus details of the things added in iOS 14.1, 14.2, and 14.3, right? So very, very interesting, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. More news, guys. Also, this is more gaming news. So for you Sony fans out there, for you PlayStation fans out there, this is going to be a big come up for you guys, right? So Sony is giving you these 10 PS4 and PS5 games for free, guys. So for free, this is free games. So if you have storage on your PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5s where you don't have storage, clean it up. Let's clear up the storage because this is free games, right? So Sony is giving away a bunch of new titles for free starting on March 25th for its Play at Home 2021 event that began earlier this month with a free copy of Ratchet and Clank, right? So now Sony says it will give away another 10 games for PS4, PS5, and PlayStation VR, right? So that's really cool. You got free games on the PlayStation VR, and they better be really good games because we don't want no, stick figure games in virtual reality. We want something that's real, right? So including the award-winning Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, and that is amazing, guys. I remember personally I paid like $60 for that game when that game first came out. It was just amazing, and it looks like they're going to be giving this for free, and I'm just super excited. So that's awesome. So it looks like the first batch of free PS4 games up for grabs are Abzu, Enter the Gungeon, Res Infinite, Subnautica, and The Witness. While the PSVR owners can get copies of Astro Bot Rescue Mission, Moss, Thumper, and Paper Beast for March 25th at 11 p.m. Right, so that's very, very interesting, guys. If you want to learn more about the titles and everything like that, and how you can get these free games, please, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And lastly, it looks like Microsoft it's patches Active Zero Day, right? Chromium flaw in Edge, which is really good. So we know how Microsoft is going through a lot right now. This is like if we take a step back and we take a step back and look at Microsoft, they're going through a lot. I mean, not only are they trying to, update their products and their software updates and everything like that and patching, but they're going through their servers being hacked, right? Because hackers are infiltrating, attackers are infiltrating their servers, right? So these cyber criminals, and we know that, we know that they're from different countries as well too, so they're still working on that. They have other, people helping them to try to combat this as well. So it looks like, so they're patching 0-day Chromium flaw in Edge, so which is good. For you guys that use Microsoft Edge, for you guys that use Microsoft products, just be very careful. Microsoft is obviously, working really hard to patch these, flaws up. But of course, we just as consumers and people that use them, part of the community, have to be patient, and we have to be very vigilant ourselves too. We cannot just be, thinking that, hey, we'll leave everything up to Microsoft, because, it's your, private personal information too. You definitely have to be, proactive on, securing that as well, right? So a fix for a severe vulnerability in Google Chromium web browser that was reportedly being exploited in the wild has now been applied to the stable branch of the Microsoft Edge browser, right? So the vulnerability tracked as CVE 2021 20 21193 was reported by an anonymous security researcher earlier in March, right? So Google rushed out to patch for Google Chrome soon after, right? And this was earlier in March, and we did. And if you guys listen to our previous episodes, I'm pretty sure we talked about Google Chrome doing this patch as well, right? So now Microsoft has rolled into its Chromium-based Edge browser too. So Google's aware of the reports that an exploit for CVE 2021, right, 21193 exists in the wild. Noted the search engine giant has released an update for Google Chrome to address the vulnerability as well as the couple as well as a couple others, right? So of course Google and Microsoft both working hard to patch these flaws up to make sure that their networks and servers are actually as strong as they can be. So we just have to be patient and work with them guys too, guys. Again, guys, if you can guys too, maybe you don't like using Chrome or, Edge. Maybe you like using Firefox. Some of you guys may use Brave, which is a browser on the blockchain. Brave is a cryptocurrency as well. They have BAT tokens, very secure, very nice. So there's other browsers you can use as well too if you don't feel comfortable using Google Chrome or Edge or anything like that too. So yeah, guys, if you want to learn more about this too, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And that is pretty much what we're going to take news on for today too, guys. As you can see, we have more news on our LinkedIn page. Product, new product rollouts, best security cameras for 2021s that you can see, upcoming phones that are coming out in 2021, new phones that are coming out, like the Galaxy Z Fold 3, the Galaxy Z Flip, two colors as well too, different places on how to stream important shows that you want to watch, as well as March Madness as well. We know that college basketball season is here, so we do have ways on where you can learn how to get the best packages on how to stream these things, so you can live the best life possible, right? So please guys go ahead, follow us on our other social media channels as well too. We'll leave links in the description below so you can go ahead and follow us there. And honestly guys, hopefully you guys are staying clean, staying healthy, staying focused, and just have fun guys, honestly. All right, but we'll see you guys soon in the next one. All right, and peace out.